Gemara says in Daf Tes, Eidim Shem Yodim Lachtom, Makamel Lehem Nia Cholok, Mamalunes Hakvorim Dio, Amab Shemin Gamliel, Bemedra Mamuvim, Bekite Noshim, Al Vishichuri Avodim, Vishah Kol Shtoris, Im Yodim Likros, Vilachtom Chosmim, Vim Lav Ein Chosmim. And the Gemara says later in Daf Tes, the reason is Shemin Gamliel was Machshe by Gittin, it's a cooler because of Iguna. And Lechayr, the psul in other stars is only midrabbanan, because it looks like it's mezuyif. However, from the Rambam, it seems that it's a psul diraisa, because the Rambam says in Perek Aleph from Gershon, im einim yodim lachtam roshmin lehem hania berok kiyotzebo bedover sheim rishumim miskaim vehein kosun al haroshem vehein osin kem b'shah shtoros. Kalhu shikila begita noshim kadesh lo yu b'nos yiso agunos hol v'chsima sa'edim beget mitivrem kamosh b'yano. You know, the Rambam says that we're makel because the get will be kosher because they're going to be edei mesiva, and we're not just relying on the edei chsima. So in the edei chsima is only midrabbanan. But mashma, if a coin, let's say, if you only had edei chsima in a star, so then it would be possible because that's not the chsima se'edim. And that would be absurd iraisa. And it's also the Ram says in Malva Velova, Perchav Dalid, that if they did this, if they were Korei the Nia and so on, and they filled it in, that the star is possible. And so from the Ram it seems that Mediraisa, you need the Chsima of the Edim in the Ksav Yodim, their specific handwriting. So with this we can explain about Ksav al Gabi Ksav in Jo al Gabi Sikra, that the Gemara says later on, Boy Minei Shlokish Mev Yochin, Edim She'en Yodim Lachta Maos Yichtavu Lehem B'Sikra V'Yachtmu Kosav Ksav Elion Ksav or Eino Ksav. You know, this Amalei Eino Ksav, Amalei V'Loli Matena Rebeno Ksav Elion Ksav L'Inyan Shabbos, Amalei V'Chim Mitnei She'onim Adamin Nasir Maisa. So Rashi interprets that Rashi says L'Hokel Afil L'Inyan Shabbos In Bo Maisa L'Yadenu B'Zman Beis Hamikdash Lo Hayisi Somech Al Dvori L'Havi Chulun Azor. You know, would he be Chattis? It's a Suffolk, and since it's a Suffolk, he wouldn't come to bring a Chattis because maybe he's not Chayiv and it'll be Chulun Bazor. So, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochan was nistapik in this halacha about Ksav Dio Al Gabi Sikra. So it's a Suffolk both L'Gabi Get and L'Gabi Shabbos. And therefore, by Get, he's Machmer, that it's not Ksav. And by Shabbos, he's Machmer also, he's Suffolk not to bring the Korban. However, the Rambam in Hilchah Shabbos in Perek Yud Aleph says, Amavid Yo al Gabi Sikra, Chayev Shtaim, Achas Mishum Koisiv, Achas Mishum Moichach. So from the Rambam, he says, he is Chayev. And it's not a Suffolk at all, not like Rashi interprets. However, as it relates to Get, in Perek Yud from Gershon, Loch Adalad, the Rambam is Soismi, says the Ksav L'Gabi Ksav, is not Ksav. And he's not Mechalik between Jo al-Gabi Sikra to any other Ksav, or Ksav al-Gabi Ksav, because it seems that the Rambam's B'Toris Vardai says that as it relates to Shabbos, Jo al-Gabi Sikra is a Ksiva, but the Gabi Get, it's not called Ksiva. So he apparently interprets Rabbi Yochanan that the Pshat is because the Gabi Get, you need Ksav Yodo, his unique handwriting. So as it relates to Shabbos, he holds that Yo al Gabi Sikra is called Ksav. So, according to this, we understand the chilek between Shabbos to get, because by Shabbos, it's just you need ksav, but you don't need his specific handwriting ksav. But by get, you and by shtoris, you need his specific handwriting, because it's that's made on the whatever's written in the shtar. And you need the specific handwritings, I said. Now, the Rav said that this halacha of ksav yodo, his specific handwriting, is not only halacha by shtoris, but it's also halacha by Sefer Torah. Because the Rambam says the Gemara says later, "Shavei Shai Tzorech Lichtov is Hashem, v'niskaven Lichtov Yehuda, v'Torah v'lo hitel bodalim ma'avelav kumis u'mekatsho." Divrei Yehuda, v'chomem emin ein Hashem in hamufcha. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Torah in Perek Aleph, says that he passes like Chachamim, that this it's poskus ein Hashem in hamyuchin, and therefore havas kumis is not effective. And so it's mashma that havas kumis doesn't work even b'diyo al gabi sikra, because apparently according to Ram, you need ksav his writing sefer Torah, you need his the specific handwriting, the ksav yodo of the sefer. And therefore, according to Yehuda, whose machsha havavas kumis to be by the Shem to be kaddish the Shem, if the Shem was written shel lishma to make it lishma, he holds that ksav agabe ksav is ksav, but if he did it for the entire Sefer Torah, so it's possible because it's not second vinyl, because it looks like Kiminuma, because it's not nice. There's another layer. It keeps sticking up all the time on the ksav. But we can explain the coin to Yehuda that ksav al gabi ksav, even if it's ksav, but it's not called ksav yodo. And Sefer Torah, that doesn't have the ksav yodo of the sefer is posel, because it's not muhudo. Or it could be that Rabbi Yehuda, we can explain another way, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that we need ksav yodo of the sofa in the Sefer Torah, but he holds that since it's the sofa who wrote it, and he's writing on the Mekadosh the Shem, so the Ksav Elyon is mitzdarev to the ksav below, and that makes it that it's because it's all written with the ksav yad of the sofer. And the Rav brought a raya, you see that this halacha of the ksav yado of the specific of the sofer who writes the Sefer Torah from the loch of Sefer Shabbat Zohar, because the Rambam says that Rashi says in the Gemara in Bava Vasa and Daf Yudalit that the Sefer Zohar, which was what the Parshas of Melech, the Melech would read for Hakel and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, is the Ksav of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that there's an Inyan to have the Ksav of this specific sofer, namely this is the ksav of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in general, the Rav said, from the fact that there's a mitzvah on everybody to write their own sefer Torah, not just the Sefer Torah, that the Yashin and so on, that also shows there's a specific Chaloshem Ksav Yodo as relates to Sefer Torah.